there's a very exciting and important opportunity for civil society to contribute proposed questions to the UN General Assembly dialogues with the candidates for the next Secretary General. So we tried to do this in as accessible and open way as possible. So you can send your questions by Twitter, by Instagram, by an online form, by email. We have really cool technology, thanks to a partner we worked with called Human Condition, that pulls all the responses that come in from all those channels into one common spreadsheet, and you can click around on it and see everything that's coming in from all over the world already.
And now, how did this come about?
It's an absolutely first-time opportunity in the 70-year history of the UN, and it's thanks to the leadership of President of the General Assembly, Luketoft, and his team. So they are managing the process of the UN General Assembly dialogues with the candidates. And they invited UN NGLS to create the method and the technology to enable this. So we built it very quickly to make it ready for the first dialogues that will be April 12th to the 14th. This is consistent with President of the General Assembly's priority to ensure transparency in UN processes throughout his term. And it's just really important that people participate, because we're opening the door. We're saying, here's your chance to participate like no one has ever had the chance before. And like I said, we made it available in all these different channels to just try to make sure it was easy and people could use the tools that they feel most comfortable with.
And now, when you say civil society, also the general public?
The definition of civil society is broad, and it is very much of an inclusive label. But for example, indigenous peoples, youth, women, trade unions, farmers, academia, anybody that feels that they want to have a voice in this process, we're going to welcome it.
And you've already started receiving the questions in now.
Well, I'm very pleased to see quite an array already. And the important thing to know is human nature is to wait till the deadline, right? But nevertheless, we already have more than 100 questions, even though it just recently opened. And I think that's interesting. Everything is very, very focused on the role of the Secretary General, what that person's values would be. And so there are questions like, what is your definition of justice? There are questions about what this person would do about UN reform. There's a question that asks, how will the Secretary General work to ensure that the Sustainable Development Goals really achieve the needs of the most marginalized? So you get an idea, but it's everything from very focused and even sometimes national concerns to very big picture philosophical questions. What I really feel is the opportunity here is for people to contribute what they want to see with the right question, what they want to see in a leader of such an just absolutely far-reaching mandate as the United Nations agenda. That person is going to be at the helm during the most critical time for changing the economy and other factors towards protecting us from dangerous global warming. Human rights, there are all kinds of considerations on the table. We have the refugee crisis and other issues. This is just an absolutely critical time for strong leadership with values and ethics. And so in order to get the right answer, we have to have the right question. And so I think this is really actually a very unique opportunity. Even though it might seem simple, it's extremely important insertion point. And so I hope people will take advantage of the opportunity provided.
Earlier you mentioned all of the various channels civil society members can submit their questions to. Could you tell us specifically which ones?
We're inviting people especially to contribute via Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag UNSGCandidates. Then, if you don't participate in those social media platforms, then you can use an online form, which is available on the website, unngls.org/UNSGCandidates. There's a short form, which is just unngls.world. That's because we want the whole world to participate. If you don't have easy access to internet, you can email asksgcandidates@un-ngls.org.